Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Creation Lightship program, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going to the Lightship probably half an hour or so from now. And we'll clear the date today, which is April 23rd, 2015. And in 1 week, we'll be at the expo in San Mateo, which is, by the Oakland airport and San Francisco airport, kind of in the middle there. So anyway, at least I believe it is. So here we go. Let's clear the date. Releasing the energy from it that's corded you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's release from you an energy that you may have attached to you of emotional energies, traumas, or something, and or physical pain. So here we go, releasing that from you. Think of your one situation. Releasing it now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll bring up the light beam or light beams that you have on your monitor screen, or even maybe your TV monitor. So here we go. Energizing the light beam to bring in peace energy for you in your room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And we'll do the one to get rid of the enslaved, trapped aliens here. I'll count to 100. So if you have any aliens living in you, in your room, hanging on to you, maybe they're sitting on your shoulders or something, who knows? But we'll count to 100 to release them. So you might see if, you start to yawn a lot or eyes water, maybe your body might shake or shiver, might get goosebumps, anything like that does happen. And here we go. So releasing these aliens, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. So hopefully you got rid of some critters out there, these life forms that were bothering you. So if you do our co-host, are you in the penthouse there with the headphones on and the microphone in and the BBS penthouse and on the light ship?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron. Thank you. Welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron, and as Ron said, it's Saturday night on the Lightship. So if you're listening for the first time or new to Creation Lightship, you've picked a wonderful evening to join us because you can request a healing later this evening when we do go to the Lightship, and light beings will work on your issue. And if you would like to request certain rooms to go in, mostly people choose animal rooms, so if you have sort of a favorite animal that you'd like to see in a true light form, perhaps, or experience in some way, you can request that. And any message you have for us, you can send to the email clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on that fast chat button on the BBS site, and I'll get that actually while the show is on. So, Ron, thanks so much for clearing the date, as you always do. But last night we talked about the planets, and I was wondering if you could clear Saturn. And then apparently, because that's what Saturday is named for, the planet Saturn. And then apparently the planet Mars comes into play near the end of the day on Saturday. So I was wondering if you could disconnect us from those two planets.
Okay. So what should I do first? Just Saturn in general?
Yeah, I guess okay.
So. And just Saturn. So one, releasing this energy attached to you right now. If everything works in the now when we do clearings, And so now, you know, and maybe in an hour from now, we'll say that Titanic will still connect to you. But right now, we're going to work with it and give you some peace. So releasing that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's great. And we're going to release the word Saturn. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, what's next, Dan?
Mars.
Okay. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Thank you. So, as always, we'd love to hear from people if they felt any, you know, sort of stronger energy from the clearing of the date, because those two planets were cleared. And so last night's show, April 22nd, was full of a lot of new information that Ron shared with us. So if you missed it, you might want to, when you have a moment, go back and listen to it on the archive. I was happily surprised that it was posted pretty early in the day today. Thank you, BBS. As usual, they're so wonderful. So you did ask a couple of questions of people last night, and one was, are the some of the people who are in special forces, you know, are they aware a little of what's going on? So we did get several messages, Ron, and mostly what people are saying is they feel very validated by the information you shared last night, and they all kind of report the same sort of things. They sometimes felt a little dizzy, had some dreams, felt a little tired and, you know, a little knocked around kind of. So they were kind of aware that this was sort of an intense time. But then we have another message, and be interesting if anyone else feels this. Someone wrote in, as a member of the Army, I feel as though the battle has died down to a calm point, as if something has come to completion. Is this because the battle is over?
Yeah, I would say, you know, pretty much so. If I were to pick a percentage, I'd say it's probably 90% over. So what we had the people that looked like humans here that were trying to escape the planet, and so they were... Just, we can probably call them, I don't know, whatever you want, human replicas or human-looking aliens or something that we're trying to escape here for doing what they're doing to harm the planet and people. And so then you have probably on the other end of the Stargate that they probably were going through, you also had maybe a location where they were going to be taken away from their own motherships or something. So we were battling those also. So kind of a twofold thing. I don't see too much going on the planet here. Maybe there's only about 20% of that battle energy actually happened here as the ships came in to take away people. But most of it was through people going to the Stargates and vortexes and whatever they have put in place to transport them and, you know, from here and there. You know, wherever they need to go to. So, back to you.
Okay, and another response came in from a soldier. Last night you requested feedback from an elite soldier about how we are doing today after yesterday's planetary energy shift. I believe I saw myself on the timeline and working very hard, but don't remember what I was doing exactly. My body and spirit seem to be feeling a new energy, too, and much less restriction. I got a lot more done than usual and surprised myself. Also, my body feels renewed and strong. I am happy to be a part of the Freedom Fighters and your many healings.
Yeah, that's great. So, as these aliens start to leave, and they may start to present, may have a little more freedom here. But remember, you're trapped here. Let's just, I'll draw this scenario, because some people think that, well, they're gone, whoopee, you know. Well, you know, that's good. But remember, there's two energies that is enslaving you here. The first one is the one that's external to you, which would be the aliens and the mind control and everything else that they're doing to you. And then, so that's one part of it. The other part, and there could be more than two parts, but the part that they use to connect with you, you still have in your body. That's why you want to clean your body out. So, like I mentioned, I think before, they can still take you on timelines any time in your life. That they'll give you a thought, and you're on that timeline. Whether or not, you know, the aliens are here or not, they can still project that and transmit to you, you know, from the beyond, though, and still take your energy. Just like when we cleaned off Saturn and Mars energies, they're not physically here in front of us, you know, and they're a long ways away, but yet those energies are affecting you. So as long as you have stuff in your body, you can still be put on timelines. So that's why you want to get off of the timelines and get rid of your stuff that's inside of you causing you to go on timelines. So like I always say, the timeline crashes are a really good Band-Aid. And, you know, you need to go deeper if you keep having a similar type of experience, because they're using the energetic body to connect and cord you and then alter your reality and put you onto their timelines. So back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in from still talking about from last night's program. To summarize, the war has been won against the worst set of aliens, so our lives should get better because this group is a little kinder. Are we still slaves then?
Yeah, you're still slave to yourself. Like I said, the aliens somewhere, we're talking about the ones that were physically here, but they can still connect to you externally, you know, or you know, transmit stuff to you from the beyond. So, you know, having the ones cleaned out here, you know, is really nice, but you know, we're still not out of the complete slavery energy. So that's what you know, kind of want to do, is to, you know, release yourself from your own prison of mind control, which your mind is giving you. And one way to look at it is, you know, what were you talking about today when you saw friends? Were you talking about something that happened in your past? If that's the case, were they talking about something from the past and brought you into their timeline? So all those things, you know, you want to be in the moment where you don't think of anything. So, you know, if you get drawn into your past, then you're still on those timelines and they'll recreate them for you. So back to you. Yeah, and as far as the whoever's taken over or whatever's taken over, you know, I think that they're probably more for the planet, and hopefully, you know, more for the humans too, because they see value here or something. And, you know, at least we have a reprieve for a while, I would think. And, you know, it should be a lot better. At least they care. So back to you.
Okay, now here's one that came in, I didn't have time to get to last night. It came in really before you told us what had happened, and it's very interesting, goes into last weekend. My son has been seeing a lot of activity in the area where we live in the sky. It was filled up with alien ships of all different shapes, sizes, and different colors, especially last weekend. They were also going inside people's houses. It seemed at some point almost like every house had its own alien ship, and it was doing something to the houses. The ships would not come close to our house, maybe because we have all kinds of clearings on.
You know, no, people that were people were. You know, maybe there, you know, there's some other kind of communication going on that I'm not privileged to, we'll say. And maybe they gave them an ultimatum that we got a month to get out of here, and that's when the month ended. They already had warnings, and they were probably setting things up. But like you said, maybe the ships came to take them away. So you know, I'm sure that they probably had a warning first, and then a lot of them didn't really believe it, and then, you know, they had consequences. So back to you.
Right, and it's thank you so much for sending that in. It's always interesting to hear from people that see those things that we, all of us, don't. And another question, and I don't know if you're going to know the answer to this, Ron, but with these new alien races coming in, are there going to be advances in technology, food, transportation, even entertainment, including but not limited to music, movies, and art? Is there a chance they'll just get bored with Earth and leave altogether?
No, I mean, if you touched on it.
Excuse me, Ron. You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay, how's that?
That's okay. Yes. If you could just, whatever you were just saying, if you could just start over.
Sure, yeah. So I can't really say that race or races are going to be landing here and, you know, shaking hands with humans or anything. It just seems like they have, you know, the jurisdiction now to get rid of the aliens that are here causing problems. So they may not ever land here. So, you know, that's kind of the way I'm looking at it right now. It's possible that they could show up here, but, you know, they may want to get the place cleaned out and everything else. You know, and they could maybe bring in technologies, but I have no clue on that. It would be nice to think they could do something like that. But, you know, that's... you know, just the way it is. So I won't say that's going to be here living on the surface or underground just because you have jurisdiction. So back to you.
Thank you. Are there, you know, you talked about a lot of different things and battles going on last night. Has it affected the aliens that live underneath too, Ron, in the tunnels underground?
I'm sure that... the ones that were connected to the ones on the surface and or maybe similar genetics, it probably did affect them greatly too. The ones that are peaceful here that are probably in hiding, you know, there's nothing wrong with them being here. And we'll say they're underground cities that they could have. So they probably were not affected, except that they won't have to be... maybe, you know, keeping a lookout for the aliens to eat them also, you know, or enslave them. So back to you.
Okay, but they're the types that leave us alone, so they're more neutral. That's good.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, certainly it's still very important that we stay neutral and not be emotional, and you recently gave us the wonderful depression barcodes, and we have a couple of comments about those. And if you're not familiar with it, if you have the death barcode clearing, what you do is you just keep running it, but next to your name you write in depression barcode and run it exactly the same as the death barcode clearing. So you do have to buy that first. And then the depression barcodes, apparently we have a lot of them. And so we have a couple of comments. Someone said, Ron, I have been running this continually since Ron announced the opportunity. I would like to report that I feel lighter and lighter every hour. Thanks, Ron.
Well, that's good.
Yes. And then another listener wrote in a few days ago. This was something I didn't have time for last night. On the depression barcode, I wanted to pass along an additional way to work with the depression barcodes. I'm going back through all of the whole life unlimited clearings I already have, and after my name, writing in depression barcode. I then rerun the clearing at my current age for my entire life. As the oppressive effects of these barcodes are removed, I am becoming more alive and aware. Many thanks.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Another way of using the clearings. That's great.
Yes, Ron, that's what you always say, that, you know, people are creative with how they use the healings, and they really get Okay. Hope the new aliens stay good. Remember the TV show V? I don't know that they came in peace, but it was all a lie. Well, yeah, let's hope that's not the case. It all seems good. I'm sure Ron has the correct reading on it. And someone else is asking, isn't this the first time we've had peace from the aliens in billions of years?
I would say probably that would be correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I'm still watching the aliens, what they're doing. I can say that because, you know, they're, as long as they keep and give us free will, free choice here, and don't do things to harm us in the future, or we'll say bring in some technology that looks great on the surface, you know, like nuclear energy, you know, and then end up having it destroy us in the long run. So,
right.
You know, we are looking at that. So that, you know, they are being watched, you know, so that they don't do something that you know, double back on us. So back to you.
Okay. Listener has a question how to reach you directly, Ron, and that is creationlightship@yahoo.com. So if you have anything personal you want to ask Ron, or this particular person wants to ask you again about death barcodes, so that's how you reach Ron directly. Okay, so we have a couple of questions. Let me just check the time, Ron. Not forget that we're going to the lightship tonight. It's almost half past. Do you want to? Shall we keep going, or do you want to go to the lightship now?
Yeah, how about maybe 10 more minutes if
okay.
Yes, to cover that.
All righty. Okay, someone's asking. I think we'd all. This is the question, Ron, that of course everyone wants you to answer, and we ask you all the time, and you give the same answer. Do you know how many years are left for physical life? You know, when are we going to ascend? That's what everybody wants to know. So
I have no clue on that one.
I know. I don't mind that people keep asking because you never know, Ron. One day you might get the answer, and you'll be able to tell us.
Yeah, pull it out of the hat here. Yeah. But you know, if the Earth gets cleaned up and there's more freedom here, then it'll be like an ascension for you. And then you can relive, you know, live your life if you start cleaning your body out and have longer life here and be maybe in the brand new planet energy. So that'd be wonderful.
Right. Right. So, Ron, I know you always like to be aware that we always have some new listeners on the shows. And I really liked last night you explained really well how when things got cleared out recently, we're not getting something new, we're not getting a raised vibration or any kind of an upgrade, and I believe, I took some just quick notes, I believe how you said it is programs, dark programs are being released and darkness removed, and we're getting back to who we really are and who we're supposed to be. And then last night you did a hope clearing for all of us, and I was wondering if you could just talk about that again and then maybe do a sample of that hope clearing.
Yeah, we could do that easily. Yeah, the hope clearing kind of instills in you or brings into you the energy of hope, even though it would be a mind energy, okay? So it's not going to necessarily give you peace like you really need, but it will give you some hope so that you can release the opposite of that inside of you. So we'll get rid of the counterpart of hope, which could be, you know, despair or being hopeless or something, which make you feel a little better. And it's still in duality because the word would be in duality as you're bringing in hope to you, but at least you're going to feel a little more empowered. And then from there, maybe you can go into peace easier because you're now more empowered to come into peace. So here we go. I'll just start clearing the energies to bring you some hope. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time for everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And you also asked last night, and I was wondering if anyone could respond to this, that you thought we might be able to see more of the real Earth. So if anyone did notice anything, if they went out today, maybe out in nature, did you go out in nature today, Ron, and notice anything feeling different?
It does feel different. Although probably already seeing past the veils anyway by being in the now. So I don't necessarily see a lot of the contamination that most people see. Remember, because you're looking through timelines. So let's just, I'll start that over again. So let's just say that you're on 500 timelines and you're doing something, you're walking into a park. So the alien is now copy and paste you into 500 timelines because you're doing something. Maybe they're hoping that you're going to slip on that banana peel on the ground and hurt yourself or something, you know? So you're still being looking through all these veils of timelines, so you may not even see the real Earth that's in front of you because of the timelines that they're projecting you onto or downloading you with because you have issues. No issues, you don't have any timelines, and you may see a lot clearer. So that's sort of how that works. So I myself haven't seen a real big change because I'm not necessarily looking, you know, at a lot of the holograms. You know, what I'm waiting to see is to see more depth in the energies and to see things pop up out of nowhere, which would be what the new Earth would have in it. So maybe you're looking at a mountainside, we'll say. And, you know, because of all the logging that people have, maybe you don't have any around you, but they do have logging, you know. Or maybe you're driving down the street and you go, man, they tore all these trees out, you know, to put in a parking lot in a, you know, a new drugstore or something, you know. Well, maybe that's not going to be around on the original Earth timeline, okay? So there may not be any need for drugstores, so it won't exist. So that's another way of kind of looking at it. So you're probably not going to actually be able to, what you see now that's in devastation or maybe where a forest fire came, on the new Earth, that may not even exist. May just be beautiful trees there. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And you also, because we talked a little about weather issues last night, and you also said the Earth and the light, well, the Earth never would hurt itself or anything else, so that most of these issues, I believe you meant things like floods and earthquakes, are more man-made.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh. So, yeah, the aliens that are in control of the technologies that different factions on this Earth have, you know, to sabotage different areas, different countries or whatever, maybe because they stood up to somebody and the other country was much larger and they want to get rid of that country or something like that. Yeah, so all this stuff is I'd say most of it's probably man-made when you see weird things happening, you know. So the Earth would not want to protect or not to... The Earth wants to keep things in balance. And so how could killing something be in balance, you know? You know, what are they going to do, you know, how would they make amends for their, how would the Earth make amends if it wasn't, if it was out of balance? What could it do? All it can do is try to replant trees after the humans have destroyed the trees, you know, and try to, you know, nurture the area. Plus, you know, there's a lot of energy also there to prevent trees from growing by psychic attacks and stuff. So the Earth doesn't necessarily want to cause harm to itself, just like yourself. And that's why it has everything that you see on the Earth that brought here. So it doesn't really want to destroy anything. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. So we got in a testimonial about nature and the earth. I was out in nature today at the ocean. It was crystal clear, and people were whale watching from the pier. The whales were close to shore, playing and splashing. Usually we have to go out a mile or so on a tour boat to see that. At least the whales and dolphins seemed very happy.
I would say they probably felt the energy of the people, and the people weren't controlled as much, we'll say. And so that means that they were not in fear of people, so they probably came closer.
Well, that's great. That's nice and positive, and maybe the ocean's even a little cleaner. Like you said, if you know some things were just eliminated or going to be eliminated, maybe some of the pollution left.
Yeah, very possible.
That'd be great. So a couple of people wrote in about a famous singer who passed away, Ron. Were you aware of this?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so two different people wrote in, and basically they want to know, was he still real, and is he now in quarantine? Like, did the light find him, or, you know, do you know what happened to him?
Yeah, I would say he was real, and the spirit and the emotional body is in quarantine right now.
Okay, that's wonderful. Someone's asking about the expo, what time you will speak. I believe this Sunday your talk is at 4, is that correct?
That sounds right.
Okay, maybe. I think it was Saturday at 12 and Sunday at 4.
Uh-huh.
And they have a website, so you can look all of that up on their website. So, and what's the name of the expo again, Ron?
Yeah, it's like it's New Living Expo.
New Living, that's right. I'm sorry.
New Living, yeah.
Okay. So I was wondering, Ron, and you've done this a bit before, and I don't know if it's appropriate now or not, but sometimes you've cleared us as a group of some timelines. Are there any major timelines that we're on that perhaps you could clear for us tonight?
Ah, boy. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't see anything really standing out too much.
Okay. Well, that's good. So we should all just keep doing our own timelines and crash them so we're clear of densities. And okay, someone wrote in, I feel that horrible dark energies have released from me and my environment.
Great.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's really wonderful. Okay, we have a couple of questions about, let me ask this question first. What healings do I need to do to sell my house? It feels like I'm trapped and something is holding me back.
First thing, you want to disconnect yourself from the house. Then you want to disconnect the house from you. And so that's maybe two different types of clearings there. Then from there, you'd want to disconnect yourself from the earth grid line, because the earth grid line is going to keep you in the house, so you can't sell it. Because naturally, when you sell your house, you're moved out, right? And someone else can take it over. But the grid line clearing could keep you, connected to your house energetically, and as much as you want to move and leave, you won't be able to. And then you may want to put on your psychic billboard, like right now your house is not sold. That's your reality. And, what you want to change and evolve into is you want to be not living in your house. Nothing to do with selling your house. So that's putting a condition on it. You want to be not living in your house. So, back to you.
Okay, that was really interesting. I hope that's helpful to the person. And then I thought you were going to say also space clearing. And someone else is asking how often they should do the space clearing on their house and car.
When you sense that it's contaminated.
Okay, so no specific once a month or got it. Okay, someone wrote in, Ron, and they're from South Carolina, which is kind of, it's always fun when people add that and we know where they're writing from. And she said there were no chemtrails today. Blue sky, blue, and lighter air.
Oh, that's good. Very good. Yeah,
really
very good.
Okay, and you can still send in any room requests for when we go to the light ship. Okay. Let me check some more clear. Oh, there's another question about space clearings, Ron. I have been running space clearings in my own home, but I live in a small apartment building, about 30 apartments in two stories. Sometimes I feel the energy of my neighbors. Is there any way to clear the rest of the building?
Boy. You might try doing the gray sky clearing around your house, or around your complex there, and just see what that does. Because, you know, that could affect your location, and maybe the people are being... maybe the transmissions are coming to them to cause havoc from, you know, the aliens that are being covered up by the gray skies. Remember, the gray sky clearing is you first have the ship cloud that you can physically see. So you know that they're doing something to you because they're over your head. When they want to get camouflaged, then they put up the gray sky clearing. The gray skies appear, and they're still there. And then they do their stuff, and a lot of times you get bad weather conditions, et cetera. So you may want to try that clearing, and you may want to try clearing just the neighbors around you, maybe above you and naturally, alongside of you, or below you, whatever it is, but you may want to clear those people from implants, too, alien head implants. So hopefully you may know what their names are to do that. The space clearing, if the person's giving you a lot of problems, then you may see what whole lifetime clearing they might need, okay? So let's just say that the person... it's upset a lot, and, you know, there may be a clearing that you could do. Maybe they're in trauma, and you hear all this energy about trauma coming out, or maybe they're in fear, or they're angry. Well, do a whole lifetime anger clearing on them if that's disturbing you. So they may get rid of all that anger, so you'll be more in peace. So find out what their issues are, and do a whole lifetime clearing for them. So back to you.
Okay. We have quite a few requests, Ron, for the light ship. Do you want to go now, or shall I keep?
Yeah, how about one more question if you have one, because these are seeming pretty good.
Okay, yes. We actually have quite a few different questions. Someone is asking, yesterday when you were telling us about the changes and shifts, that you said you actually felt the effects on your body of the alien battles and timelines. And how do you feel today, since the battles are, you know, not yet over, and you are watching things?
I feel better today, so I can just say that I feel better.
Good. Okay. Um, Oh, someone wrote in as a suggestion, and thank you, listeners. It's so nice when one listener has a question and the other listeners pipe in to help. For the neighbors, for the person that asked about the space crash and the neighbors, the satellite timeline crash might also help.
Great.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Put in the address, I guess, and or you could even put in a few names if you know some of the names of your neighbors. Okay. So one person who is in the Special Forces said that they did have a lot of activity the week before, and they feel like they were a spy, not a fighting soldier. So that's kind of, you know, exciting.
Yeah. Wow. Great.
And they were always with a soldier who was protecting them, and they did get injured but healed very quickly. The soldier that was protecting them was called to battle, and they feel like then they got injured, but that it healed right up. So
wonderful. That's great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess every, you know, war needs some spies, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So let's go to the last tip. Yes.
All right.
So this only works live on the program. To go to the light ship, you'll feel peace energy if you happen to be just listening on archive. Oh, here we go. You have to think of one physical issue that you have now, and you want to have that worked with in each room that we go to. And you can bring up your animal pets and flower, tree, garden plants if you wish. And here we go. We're going to be bilocated out of time, going up to the light ship. This is source energy that created you, going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I feel the energy around you right now. I feel more pristine as you look out of your eyes now. A lot of those timelines and contaminations may not be with you. So here we go. We're going to go into the first room, which is the hot tub room. And this is for detoxification. Going into the room with the and floating magnets. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's turn it over to you, Anne. What room should we go next?
Okay, yes, we do have some requests. The diamond room.
Okay, so here we go. And request your healing. And this energy will materialize for you and work on you. So you have to request a condition that you're dealing with. Otherwise, you won't have anything happening. Nobody sees you perfect, regardless of what state or condition you're in. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, your own experience that you're dealing with is what you created. So they're definitely not going to take a condition away from you because they think that it's wrong. It's just what you want to create yourself. That's your condition. So you have to judge yourself as something released from you. Next room, please.
The centrifuge room.
Okay, again, this very similar. This is for some of the harder stuff to get rid of that's maybe been on you for a while. So here we go, releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, the crystal room.
Okay, and here we go. Using the word stronger this time, so stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay?
Okay, the dog room.
Okay, so let's go to cats too then, so dog and cats. So here we go. And maybe even hamsters. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right.
The Earth Spirit Room.
Okay, this is in a whole different location on the light ship, so I have to go there. So here we are. We're in the room right now, so I'll use the word stronger to bring the energy in. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. okay. There we go.
Wow, I really felt that very powerfully. I don't know if we've ever done that before. Next request is for the gold room.
Okay, so here we go. Request for healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. All right.
The room where our spirit was created.
Okie doke. So here we go, everybody. This is your own personal room. And here we go. Bringing the energy to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to one more.
Well, someone must be hungry. I know we'll be going to the food court for a birthday party next week, but someone did request the food court. Would that be okay, Ron?
Yeah, we can go there. So here we go. Going there now. We won't have a birthday party, but you'll be able to sample different types of foods. We'll say that's on the light ship that they're going to create for you. So we're having that now. It's just small portions. And the energy is going right into your body. And there we go. So back to you.
Okay. Well, that's it, Ron, unless you want to go to another room. Is there something that we need, perhaps?
Why?
How about the whales, since someone mentioned seeing whales playing today?
Sure, that sounds great. We'll go into the whale room and the dolphin room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. We're going to come back from the light ship, so we're getting our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants to come with us now. And I'll count to 5, and you're going to be back here. You will feel the room change a little bit, and you will no longer be on the light ship. So here we go. You're being bilocated right now. You're coming back here to stay. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okey-doke.
Okay, thank you, Ron. That was really a wonderful visit to the light ship. It always is. So thank you so much. And we had someone else write in that they took a walk today on a trail in a state park, and they saw lots of happy dogs and happy humans.
Good.
So that's good. And I was wondering, we have a couple of questions. I want to read specifically, but I was thinking if you could tell people what the New Earth Transport Clearing is and why that's so important for us to do.
Okay, yeah. After you do a clearing, the clearing works great for you here. No problem. But at ascension time, if the darkness takes you sideways, like happened last time for you, that's why you're here now, then the light ship will not find you at all, because you're going to be in the dark side universes or wherever they want to take you. So you won't be found by the light, because the light won't recognize you because you're not here. So the Earth Transport Clearing allows you to put your healings in there. And along with that, as you, each time you have a special clearing, healing, more of your spirit comes back to you. And so when you enter that into the box and you do the Earth Transport Clearing, automatically then you are being accounted for, and part of your spirit energy can, we'll say, bilocate there instantly. So if ascension time, you know, would have, you know, we'll say happens, and the aliens take you sideways a second before, your whole energy system is still going to be there. That's the way it works. So they can find you and take, you know, all the parts of you that was cleaned out will be going back to light again. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And that, just like all the other healings, can be found on Ron's website, and it costs one penny. And you want to be putting everything in about once a week, right, Ron? When, you know, you don't have to do it at the end of every healing, but about once a week, put in whatever healings you've done.
Yeah, and some people, they just find it easiest to do it exactly after the clearing, too. But, yeah, once a week is good.
I try to leave it open all the time, so I just, you know, put them in. It helps me remember. Okay, another ascension question, Ron. If we die or ascend, our memory is completely erased. So how do we know to go to our home base and twin flame?
Oh, okay, yeah, your body is going to resonate to that energy. And so your particular frequency of light will automatically, you know, be attracted to that, and that's where you're going to go to that location. So it's all instant.
Great. I think, do some of us, Ron, get into a little fear maybe about ascension?
Get into what? Well, your first time you go.
Do get into a little fear, because we seem to get a lot of questions about, you know, people worried and wondering what's going to happen when we ascend.
Well, the first thing, you're going to be going to quarantine to get cleaned up. Because naturally you're going to be contaminated. And then, the light will look for the parts of you that, you know, are in darkness because it's attached to ships will, you know, to you. And then maybe from there locate what it can. I use the word maybe because it's hard to say how long the light's going to look for you. It does feel like, to me, the light has been looking for stuff for ages, okay? But normally, once you're stolen in darkness, you're pretty much, you know, kissed goodbye, basically. And so what part of you have you cleaned out here? What, you know, because your body is physical. And so what have you done to help yourself to get cleaned out of darkness? Remember, the energetic bodies, you know, get attached to you to give you the darkness as you have your life experiences here. So let's just say that we'll talk about a baby. So instantly we'll say, you know, a baby's born and it lives for 2 weeks and it dies. Well, it's not thinking. And so if ascension time happened, you know, we'll say at the same time the baby died, or maybe even, I'll just use that for analogy. So instantly that whole baby is taken because there's no darkness in it. Nothing got activated. But once the baby learns how to live here, now it starts getting all that stuff attached to it. And much like yourself, you were a baby once, and, you know, that light energy, you know, got left behind or stolen by the darkness. That's why you don't glow any longer. So it's not, you know, hard to kind of figure out once you look at it. So as you clean yourself out, then the parts of you that are in the earth transport clearing because you started working on yourself, and it may not be everything in your body, you know, but it will take what's there, and then from there your body will be, the sphere will be separated from your body. The ascension is two parts. One is with your spirit going, you know, ascending out of here, we'll say, leaving out of here, and it will not be in wholeness. So it has to be regenerated or put back, you know, into wholeness again, or be, I can just place it, being, it has to be recreated with what it's missing. And your physical body won't have that chance because if you didn't work on it enough, then, you know, it's going to be useless. So probably just be, in a sense, dematerialized. Because what are you going to do with, you know, with maybe, you know, your big toe and your head, you know? If those parts are cleaned out, where's the rest of the body? The toe can't connect to your head. But, you know, that's why you want to clean your body out so that your body will at least have some kind of semblance of a life form. And then from there, the light can more than likely help the body and reinstate it. And then you're able to, you know, go to where the earth spirit is choosing to go to, since it created you. But your body is created from the elements of the earth. And, you know, it could be from the dung pile also, but you still have earth energies in it, let's put it that way. So the earth spirit is giving you a way to go to where it's going to. And then naturally your spirit would be with you in your body. So if your physical body cannot ascend, your spirit may be able to. But that's why you do the earth transport clearings. And and thinking about it, you know, worrying about it, you know, that's another dark side timeline that they put you on. Just need to do your clearings and until you start getting more of yourself together and you start feeling better and you don't have dreams and, you know, you feel more disattached from everybody and you're more neutral. That's where you want to be. Otherwise, you know, everything that you're dealing with is going to be intensified if you don't do that. And that's why people get really jumpy and stuff. Right now, maybe the energy's calm a lot because some of that mind control stuff is released out of here. And that stuff could be from underground, you know, bases, you know, those complexes and different places that may have been run by the aliens looking human. And may not be here to even run them. So back to you.
Wow, thank you, Ron. And someone wrote in, I closed it by mistake, just saying, thank you so much, Ron. Powerful clearings and ship experience. Peace. And I agree. I think everyone really enjoyed that, Ron. So I have a request that maybe we could release aliens again from our area, but does anything happen with aliens if they're around us or in us when we do that trip to the light ship? Like, do the light beings see some aliens maybe and help them get out of here automatically? Or
that could be a possibility. Excuse me.
Do you think it would be a good idea to clear them out again? Ron, are you there? Okay. Okay. I think Ron maybe needed to take a moment there and get his breath. So I can keep talking. Oh, I do have a couple of announcements. Tomorrow is the last of the April 8-hour calls. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. You can still join us on that call for 8 hours of healing on Creation Lightship. The information is on Ron's website, which once again is creationlightship.com. If you would like your picture to be in the light infusion chamber at the expo that is on June 29th, 30th, and May 1st, that would be 3 full days of healing in the lightship, you email your picture to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com by Tuesday the 26th and send Ron a receipt that you put in a donation of $100, and then he'll put your picture in the lightship. Of course, it's kept private, but you will receive the healings just as if you were there. In fact, in a way, you'll get more healings because you'll be in there 24 hours a day when the whole time that the light chamber is being operated. Ron, are you back? Okay, so we may have lost. Oh, are you there?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh,
I don't
good.
Think I may have me or something. Got stuck in my throat, you know. I go, oh, talking too much. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So here we go. Commanding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them down into your heart. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, hopefully we'll see you tomorrow on the 8-hour call. And if not, next weekend we'll be at the expo in San Mateo. And have a wonderful evening. Thank you, guys. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, BBS. And goodbye, aliens. We'll see you later.
Right. Goodbye, Ron. Thanks so much. Bye, all.